poet and educator Joseph Mills is a faculty member at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, where he holds the Susan Burris Wall Distinguished Professorship in the Humanities. His published work includes poetry, fiction, drama, and criticism, including 4 volumes of poetry with Press 53, Angels, Thieves, and Winemakers, Somewhere During the Spin Cycle, Love and Other Collisions, and his latest collection, Sending Christmas Cards to Huck and Hamlet. Pulitzer-nominated award-winning author Anthony Abbott calls it one of the most original collections of poetry I have ever encountered. Original because it treats the whole world of books, poems, stories, and fairy tales not only as being somehow more real than reality itself, but as our most important lifelines to reality itself. Well said. Joe stopped by to talk about Sending Christmas Cards to Huck and Hamlet.
Reading has been my life and living in books, but I'm also somewhat ambivalent about it because it can damage you. There's some negative things that can happen. It can infect you in some ways. Kurt Vonnegut, I think it is, has this great short story where he teaches, adult literacy programs, and then the people he teaches just want to read white supremacist hate literature. And it's like, that's not really what he thought he was doing. I think some stories can damage you in some ways.
There's a dark underbelly of the library trips.
There is, and they don't tell you this. They don't say, this will change your life. So it's mostly good. I love libraries. I think they're the best institution next to the post office kind of invented. But we don't always talk about that other aspect of it, that you'll be changed. You really have to understand that you'll be changed. So
Let's dive in with if librarians were honest. Warning parents, some of this could be shocking.
Yeah, I was going to ask, should I edit the kind of second stanza out?
No, I think go for the whole thing.
Okay. It starts off with one of my favorite quotations from Benjamin Franklin, who he talked a lot in his autobiography. It's not enough to work hard, but people have to see you working hard. You have to, roll your wheelbarrow through the streets. But he also said sometimes, a book indeed sometimes debauched me from my work. And I love that verb, debauched, and all the kind of erotics of reading. And Franklin was one of the inventors of the first lending library as well. So there's that kind of connection to librarian. If librarians were honest, they wouldn't smile or act welcoming. They would say, you need to be careful. Here be monsters. They would say, these rooms house heathens and heretics, murderers and maniacs, the deluded, desperate, and desolate. They would say, these books contain knowledge of death, desire, and decay, betrayal, blood, and more blood. Each is a Pandora's box. So why would you want to open one? They would post danger signs warning that contact might result in mood swings, severe changes in vision, and mind-altering effects. If librarians were honest, they would admit the stacks can be more seductive and shocking than porn. After all, once you've seen a few breasts, vaginas, and penises, more is simply more, a comforting banality. But the shelves of a library contain sensational novelties, a scandalous permissive mingling of Malcolm X, Marx, Melville, Merwin, Millay, Milton, Morrison, and anyone can check them out, taking them home or to some corner where they can be debauched and impregnated with ideas. If librarians were honest, they would say, no one spends time here without being changed. Maybe you should go home while you still can.
Poet and educator Joseph Mills. Joe's a faculty member at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. His most recent book of poems is titled Sending Christmas Cards to Huck and Hamlet, and it's out on Press 53. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.